Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager Neil Baker. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm very well, John. Yourself?
Yes, not too bad at all. What are your thoughts a couple of days on from that emphatic victory against Hitchin?
Pleasing. It was a great win. It was very tight, as John said, you know, probably for definitely the first 45 minutes, and I thought they edged the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half. But once we got the second goal, it was a comfortable evening in the end, and I think 4-0, it could have been, you know, 5, maybe even 6. We had some good chances. We were very clinical on the night, so it was a real sets a marker for us and the rest of the league, I think.
And in terms of good preparation ahead of what is going to be a difficult weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, getting 2 wins, scoring 12 goals. Is fantastic preparation for the FA Cup. We've trained well tonight, but to be honest, league results and league performances go out the window in the FA Cup. Game I'm really looking forward to. We've come up against Dulwich a number of times when we were at Godalming. We know what a strong side they'll be.
What do you actually know about them?
Well, in terms of how they play, the formation, the way they want to move the ball. You know a number of their players, obviously know their management team very well. I've had a couple of reports on them this season in the last few games as well. So, you know, we've done our homework.
And it's likely to be two teams wanting to go out there and play football.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, they will come and play. And, you know, it might be a game where we don't see as much of the ball as what we're used to at home. Who knows? You know, they've obviously got to adapt to the 3G, but I'm sure that they train on 3Gs. They play. There's enough 3Gs in that league for them to play on, to get used to. Hopefully that will give us a slight advantage, but it will be very slight. And as I say, they will come and play, and we'll look to do exactly the same. So you'll see two good sides on Saturday contesting, you know, what is the greatest cup competition in the world.
And in terms of trying to maintain that momentum that you've got, obviously you've got a number of consecutive wins now. How do you keep those levels without it dipping?
Competition for places, which is exactly what we've got. You know, it's no secret that we've talked numerous times on the rotation. It has to happen for us to keep people interested. It's difficult, you know, because there's probably certain games you want certain players to play in, and it's trying to manage that. But I think we tend to have a plan sort of, you know, between one and two games in advance of where we are. And we always have that in mind when we're picking a side. And we are sort of looking to pick the team for the game and not just necessarily who the 11 were that won 4-0. For example, on Tuesday night, it's very much about how we want to play on Saturday, and that's how we'll pick the side. But as I say, there will be natural rotation as well, and whilst it's players don't necessarily enjoy it at times. We were talking to sort of Dunny and Sean Fraser after the game on Tuesday, and we explained, you know, where we fell short last year was probably the last two and a half months of the season, where we looked flat. A lot of our players have played 55, you know, in the end 55 league games, or 55 games including all cup games, and we were naturally tired. And by rotating, they're not playing as much early on, and you know they might end up playing 40 odd games this season instead of 55. And if that holds them back a little bit and gives them a little bit of extra energy come the end of the season, then hopefully that will give us an edge. And that's why we're trying to do it, and we can do it because of the strength of the squad.
And in terms of recovery after a couple of days, you know, two games over the weekend, couple of days now, how energetic was training tonight?
Very good. Again, people are putting everything into it. It's competitive, it's, you know, loud, you know, people talking, giving information, and as I say, you know, people want to win, and that's really pleasing as a manager. You know, we're watching it, and it's fantastic to watch. So Togs is brilliant. Togs has been doing a number of sessions now for us. You know, he's really come on to the management side, and you know, obviously in the player coach role that he has, and the sessions are different. and interesting, you know, from our point of view as well, and from the players' point of view. So it's a really good place to be. We were talking about it tonight, me and John, and saying, you know, why wouldn't you want to be here at the moment? And it's a really pleasing place.
And in terms of any knocks, injuries, obviously Jack Turner the other night got a little bit of a knock. Any sort of niggles or worries there, or with any other players?
No, Jack didn't train. Well, he didn't train tonight. He was there. He did a little bit, you know, probably a little bit of kicking and bits and pieces, but he wasn't really meant to be doing too much. But he's fine. You know, what we have done is, with Guy being away this weekend in China, we've got a space on the bench. We've got six on the bench. So we've bought in, or we're bringing in the process of bringing in a young keeper to sort of sit on the bench, and just in case, you know, because on Tuesday night we were looking around and asking the question of who
put their hand up.
To be fair, Brad did, Lenchi did as well. Lenchi let us know he's a wicket keeper at cricket. God knows what that's got to do with football, but he put his hand up, and Brad did as well, to be fair. So it's a difficult one. It's very difficult to have a top quality number two. I know obviously we've got Scotty at the moment who's coming back from injury, but you know, Scotty's not a number two. You know, he's a number one in a side. So you know, it's very difficult to get a top quality number two that will sit there on the bench week in, week out at this level. So it tends to have to be a young lad, and you know, everyone knows, the Slough fans know, in the past we rarely have a keeper on the bench. We'll have to deal with it if it happens, you know, if a keeper gets injured, but more often than not we have five outfield players on the bench.
And ahead for this Saturday, obviously you're hoping for a good game, good turnout at Arbour Park. I expect Dulwich will bring a few.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd love a really good crowd. I know there's lots of talk about what they'll bring, what they won't bring. I'll be really surprised if they don't bring 200. The trains are relatively easy. They can get from Paddington to Slough. I watched the highlights against Dorking, and they had great numbers behind the goal, and I just think I think we might get quite a few neutrals to the game as well, because it is two big sides at step three, you know, two top quality sides, and I think it'd be a really good game. So you know, anyone that's sort of erring whether to come or not, you know, I'd urge you to come, because I think it's going to be a really good game,
and especially for the Rebels fans to get behind the team.
100%, like, you know, I think we had one of our smaller crowds on Tuesday night, but they got behind us Tuesday, and that's what we need. You know, we want them to be loud, and you know, and get that atmosphere, you know, and make it a tough place for people to come, and you know, and say get behind the lads. I mean, they always get behind them, but sometimes it would just be nice to just hear them singing continuously at times.
Yeah, absolutely. And hoping on that Monday morning to be in the cup.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can get into the third qualifying round, then that's brilliant, and you're then two wins away from a potential dream tie.
Excellent. Well, good luck in that, and enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.